Hey everyone, this is Alex, the creator of Wolf Whistle. Let me just thank y'all for listening and subscribing to my show. According to the numbers, there are indeed some of you out there. It's not just my mom listening, which is nice. I have an exciting announcement. For the last 2 years, I've been working on the script for a socialist space opera called Derry's New Direction. Now, after a number of drafts, the script is finished and ready to go into production. So I'm doing a crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo to raise funds. I'll give you a brief rundown of the plot. Thousands of years in the future, humanity has annihilated itself through war. The last handful of survivors live on a faster-than-light generation ship with a cargo of frozen embryos. The crew members are hatched from the embryos so they can do maintenance work on the ship, living out their entire lives on the ship in the depths of space. The ship is organized in a caste system based on technical skill, A level, B level, C level, and so forth. The ship is run by Derry the Director, an A level. Derry presents himself as a wise old man, a humble director of plays, but he is in fact a master manipulator. He directs the crew members in plays as like a social ritual to pit them against one another and subtly reinforce the ship's toxic hierarchy with him at the top. But during a yearly Saturnalia festival, Navi, a girl from the ship's lowest class, dramatically reveals that she has discovered a nearby planet in the Andromeda Galaxy. With the help of Jin the Engineer, the ship's sympathetic young second-in-command, Navi has to win over the ship's disaffected lower classes in order to challenge for power against the more reactionary middles aligned with Derry. So I do view this as a companion piece to Wolf Whistle in a lot of ways, in that they are both like art deco romantic radio melodramas. I genuinely can't get enough of culture from the interwar period of the 20s and 30s. A big inspiration for this in particular was Aelita, Queen of Mars, a silent movie from the Soviet Union made in 1924. It's about scientists from Earth who find their way to the court of the titular Martian Queen, which is undergoing a revolution from its working class. It's kind of a weird movie, but it definitely made an impression on me. Derry's New Direction is my effort to combine that theme with the narrative fun and energy of something like Star Wars, and also with the religious depth and emphasis of the Divine Comedy, which I actually think maps on pretty well to a space opera sci-fi setting. So there is a lot of lofty stuff in this, love, organizing society for the better, our place in the universe. But at the end of the day, I do want it to be entertaining. There's twists and turns, horror and humor, even a little bit of romance. It's very much an art deco melodrama you might hear in Paris or London in 1930. So yeah, I hope that communicates the vibe I'm going for a little. So the script is finished. It's 12 episodes long, each about half an hour. So right now I'm raising money on Indiegogo for production. I'm hoping for a more ambitious scale than Wolf Whistle as far as production goes. I want to hire experienced voice actors, being able to pay them industry rates or as close as possible just to ensure a high degree of quality in the acting department. And I'm also wanting to make a full soundtrack and hire studio musicians like a cellist and violinist. So all this together is going to require a little more than I have in my piggy bank, as you might imagine. So yeah, if you liked Wolf Whistle, I encourage you to check out that page. It's on Indiegogo under Derry's New Direction. I'll also post a link on this page. I have a number of cool perks and benefits for those who pledge, most notably printouts of Michaela Buckley's artwork. Shout out to Michaela, she's amazing. So yeah, if you want to support my work, if you enjoyed my past work, you have a great opportunity to do so now. Thanks everyone, signing off.